The Bagthorpe Triangle. Being the eighth part of the Bagthorpe Saga by Helen Creswell. Read by Christian Rodska. Chapter 1. Mrs. Bagthorpe had a problem. She sat in the tiny room she used for writing wise replies to magazine readers who wrote to her problem page. She was shaking all over and trying to take the deep breaths that she so profoundly believed were the answer to almost everything from a missing child to a blocked drain. Mr. Bagthorpe, who was a hopeless deep breather, said that she probably believed it could raise the dead. Given her gift for positive thinking, she probably did. A lot had happened to the Bagthorpes in recent days. They'd set off for Wales for a 6-week holiday in a haunted house and had been back home within as many days. During this time, they'd sat up most nights calling up the spirits, had eaten food prepared on a camping stove, and been overrun by a flock of sheep. Further, Daisy Parker and Billy Goat Gruff had turned up and made mincemeat of quite a lot of things, including several Welsh police cars. Mrs. Bagthorpe had therefore returned from her holiday in urgent need of a holiday. She'd found the drive of Unicorn House lined with milk bottles, the deep freeze full of mould, and the front door unlocked. In their absence, an Irish tramp by the name of Joseph O'Toole had taken up residence and had systematically polished off Mr. Bagthorpe's stores of best malt whiskey. Within 24 hours, the Bagthorpes had twice been involved with the police and now faced the prospect of being charged with wasting police time. All this, and more, would have been enough to unhinge...